Y'all didn't notice Brother Jimmy look at me when I didn't even look at him, but what he was saying is, that's a new song we just sung Wednesday night. You better help me. I could feel it. I didn't have to hear it. But it is. It's a great song. Comes from Psalm 116:9. I will walk before the Lord. And the rest of that verse is, in the land of the living. Aren't you glad that we'll be able to do that one day after a while? It's great for me to introduce the speaker for tonight. A little bit about him. I've known him basically all of his life when he was a young boy, like his twins there. Some of you may not know this, but this is Brother Junior Moore's nephew. And so that kind of brings it full circle. A few years ago, I got a call from him, and he asked me to come and meet with him for lunch. And so I did. And he said, Brother Ron, I need to talk to you. He said, the Lord's led me to join Fairview Church. And he's lived, he's like a lot of us. He was raised up in one church, went to that church all his life. I'm sure his mom and daddy thought he was going to break their heart and everything. He said, but the Lord's telling me to join the church. What should I do? And you know, I kind of just always give that look. Why are you asking me? You know, that's something that if God wants you to do it, you just step out on faith and do what the Lord wants you to do, and everything will be okay. And he did that. Sister Shelley joined the church. They were there for a while, and he was one of those 14 preachers that joined the church when I was at Fairview. And it was for a reason, if anything, just to help them, to mentor them, and try to point them in the right direction. And you know, the right direction is the same thing we point everybody, and that's to point them to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And he looked, and he did that. He grew, and he grew, and he got more preaching appointments. And so when I came here, one of the first ones that I felt like that I wanted to come and share with this church was Brother Bobby Lynn Roberts, very dear friend to me, very dear son to me, I guess I could call him that. And I love him with all of my heart. And you all lift him up in prayer, and it's just with great joy that I introduce him tonight, member of New Harmony Missionary Baptist Church in Logan County, Kentucky, Brother Bobby Lynn Roberts.
Thankful for the unworthy introduction tonight. I don't feel worthy to be standing in front of you tonight, but Christ found me worthy. So, but just to tell you a little bit about me tonight, as he said, I'm Brother Jimmy Moore's nephew. As an 8-year-old boy, I realized I was lost, and I was saved in the back seat of a car, so I totally surrendered to the Lord. I was saved in the back seat of a brown Buick. It was a four-door, just an old ugly car. Wasn't good for nothing. Always scared to get in and go somewhere, but the Lord found it to be a good place one night. As a 24-year-old, the Lord called me to preach also in the passenger seat. I was living right now. I'm going to my girlfriend's house. It's time to go to her house. Looked out the field, looked at three, four, and of course, like everybody else, shook my head and said, no, wasn't going to do it. I ran for a little while, and then the Lord gave me an ultimatum, and here I am tonight. I want to thank the Lord tonight for allowing me to come this way. You know, I want to start out with the verse tonight, and it's from Paul speaking to Timothy, and he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into his ministry. I don't know what the Lord said to me that day, I don't know what, but he said, go, and here I am tonight, and that's what I've been trying to do since. I know I've said a lot. I want to thank Brother Ron tonight. When I did join Fairview Church, the Lord just tremendously blessed me. You know, he called me a son, and I looked at him as a father. Why? Because he took me under his wing, and he led me the right direction with the Lord's help. But I want to thank him and his wife, Sister Ron, tonight. You know, as he said, I've known him my whole life, and I've learned to love him my whole life. I love his family. They're like my family. That's the way I look at it tonight. We're just family. If you've been saved by the grace of God tonight, we're all family tonight. And I ask you just to remember me tonight and pray for me. I've got a daughter back there that she's low, very uninterested in making a move towards the Lord. Why is that tonight? Well, that's part of my topic tonight.
season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Children want to turn and tell them run pretty much. But you know, we've been studying on the Lord's blessing and teaching on the doctrine here lately, and do harmony. You know, there's been a lot of times when I've been at home studying, the Lord has sent off some certain things up to me. He told me, he said, "Son, I don't know how God talks to you, but he talks to me like I'm standing in front of you tonight." That's the way I look at it.
Up to me, I just
look
to him and say, "Lord, help me."
Amen. Because that's all he can do tonight. But you know, we got to stick to the sound doctrine tonight. That's why a lot of our old churches are going way out in left field nowadays. God's people got weak. When the doctrine is preached, we don't want to take heed to it. We don't want to receive it with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, what do you have?
That's right.
Lord, Brother Bobby, you come this far to beat up on me tonight? No, no. Because I prayed yesterday and been praying hard for the past week or so, Lord, give me something to stand on Sunday night. Because I know without God, I can't get up there and say or do anything. Brother Dean was aggravating tonight and asked me if I was going to preach to him tonight. I said, "All I'm going to do is open my mouth and let the Lord speak."
Amen.
That's all I can do tonight. But in Psalms 84 tonight, it says, "How amiable are the tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." It says, "Yea, the sparrow hath found a house and some swallow a nest for herself, but where she may lay her young. Even thine officers, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pool. They go from strength to strength, every one of them, and Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear. O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." If we put our full trust and faith in God where it needs to be, not these fables that are going on these days, these false doctrines. Then what's it say? The Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord wants to bless his people. The Lord wants to bless his church. The Lord wants to bless his preachers.
Yes.
But guess what? We're not going to get a blessing if we go this way. And the Lord says, "Go this way."
Amen.
What is the doctrine tonight? You know, the main doctrine, I believe, that we stand on is salvation.
Amen.
What is salvation? As an 8-year-old little boy, I want everybody to understand that I've been in church since I can remember. I was raised up on the old-time missionary Baptist silver platter. I was raised up that as a child of God or as a lost sinner, that you had to beg before nobody got to be saved. They always wanted to talk about mourners being and always heard. You don't have no virtue in it, but it's a good place to pray.
your altar for God at.
Amen.
That's where the Lord led you. It don't have to be up front here. I've got to explain that to my daughter and many of the church and try to explain that with the Lord's help. You don't have to be a church to be saved.
Amen.
A lot of times, us as preachers, I believe we make salvation harder than what it is. What is salvation? It's peace.
Yeah.
That's all you can say tonight. That's all I can describe it as tonight. It's a peace, an unthinkable peace. It's a peace that I never felt before.
Amen.
But it's a peace that I've always felt since that day. Tonight, you know, with the doctrines, and I want to get back and touch a little bit on that tonight. Tell you what, let's go to the fourth chapter of Mark.
There is a foundation that has been laid before us tonight. And that's the foundation that us, the children of God, have got to build on. We cannot go out and build on other foundations. Now, what's other foundations? The other foundations is the false doctrines that is out in this world and that is sweeping this land and country today. But that is sweeping the children of God as we speak off of their feet. And that's the doctrines that they're going to. They're going to the handshake religion doctrine. They're going to sign their name on a piece of paper doctrine. They're going to a doctrine of man.
That's right.
And not a doctrine of God. The doctrine of God that the Lord laid before us is the foundation. You know, I was reading something the other night that we need to think very seriously about, and I really didn't think about it. You know, it's there, but you never really think about it until the Lord just really opens it up to you. But you know, the Lord and Savior, when He was called upon, I knew that He was going to have to come to this earth. This whole sin sick earth, He knew He was going to have to come here. Man. That's just my terminology that I can understand, that I'm grasping with. But tonight, Jesus is the man. He left the riches of heaven for me.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord really opened that up to me the other night. And I was sitting there reading and studying for a Wednesday night Bible study. The Lord has blessed me, and they've had church had enough faith in me to teach the adults on Wednesday night. So I've had to do a little bit, a whole lot more deep and a whole lot more study, but I like it. So, Lord, it seems like the Lord, they are getting into the book more, and the Lord opens up to me. But as I read that scripture the other night, I began to look, and I was like, Lord, I complain a whole lot. I think I complain a whole lot. My wife probably tells me that I complain a whole lot sometimes. But as I began to think about that, and as the Lord just kind of opened that up to me, I began to really, really think about that. He done it all. For me. I made it a personal thing. For me. He left all that for me. And there's a lot of times I look at myself and I think to myself, I mean, my brain places in my truck coming from work. No radio on, it's just me and the Lord. That's where I get in touch with Matt. He sits over in the passenger seat with me, and there's a lot of times I'll come back to myself and, Lord, how did I get here? But I already answers are there. But as I really begin to think about it, you know, I begin to think about it, and I made a trip to Africa back in 2005, I believe it was. And at that point, I had to visit several different places. I was over for a month, and I began to realize the Lord began to bring that back to my remembrance. I got to go to Jamaica, I believe it was in 2011, 2013, I can't remember. But as I begin to picture this, and I remember going over there was something that opened my eyes over there, and it was the Lord doing it, but But something that opened my eyes up there was the zeal.
Yes.
Brother, what's that? That was the zeal that I've got to walk 10, 15, 20 miles to this church. But you know what? I'm home. Why?
Because as I read there in the 84th chapter of Psalms, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord, and my heart and my flesh cry out
for the living God. They had a zeal for God that was just so unbelievable, and here I am living in a part of the United States that's considered the Bible Belt of the United States. But I go over here to this tiny little place in Africa. Oh, Lord, and they're willing to walk for miles just to get to church to hear about God.
Amen.
And I don't want to complain about driving, going from driving 2 minutes to New Harmony
to driving 20 minutes to go to Fairview. But that's not very much of a difference. It's a whole lot of a difference when you're trying to get 3 kids ready.
That's right.
But as he began to open up, by opening up more and more, and I began to wonder, began to listen, and remember Brother Paul Wilson while they're trying to teach these people the doctrine. And I was there, and I was trying to teach Brother God's mind, trying to do revival. And it's there, he was there with the Lord's help. And I began to remember when I began to leave.
A little piece of my heart staying behind me.
Amen.
Again, I brought the whole lot back with me.
And as I began to ponder on that a little bit more, and I began to look at God's church today, the condition that we're in, and I see that the zeal is not there.
I see that we're not longing and crying to be in the Lord's court.
I see that we're not putting forth the effort, the 100% effort as children of God to get the word outside of these four walls. Brother, what are you saying tonight? When the Lord called me to preach, He called me to preach from Genesis to Revelation. You know, there's this one TV preacher, and he's all about God's love. All about it.
And you know what's not? God is love. God loves me tonight. God loves you tonight. But my God is also a just God, and my God can also get angry because He's been angry with me many times. Why?
For failing to do this. For failing to be a light unto Him.
I believe it's over in Matthew, it says, let your light so shine. Let your light so shine. To whom? Just the people here. I believe it's also in Matthew, if I remember right, it says, the city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Are we sitting on a hill? Or are we sitting down behind a hill? When you turn on the light at home tonight, when you get there, one of the first things we're going to do when we walk into our house, we're going to walk in the door and we're going to switch right there by the door to turn that light on so we can see.
Yeah.
That's what God is, you know.
Amen.
And that's what we need to be tonight.
Right.
That's how this world sees. It's through us. Now, if I don't go in there and turn that switch on, guess what? 9 times out of 10, one of us 5 is going to trip and stumble over something.
That's right.
And what is that? That's Satan putting an old thing in front of us, the children of God, to tempt us to make us trip and fall a little bit. To make us a little weak, and then a little weaker, and then a little weaker. And then before you know it,
making my circle all the way back around here, and why I had to say that.
Little by little, we start slipping away from the doctrine. Little by little, we start letting a little bit more in. And the more little something that we let in, there's a whole lot more and farther away we're going to get away from God. Tonight, us as children of God don't need to be away from God. We need to be, as verse 2 says, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." Do you have lost family? Do you have lost friends? That you just want to see saved? You know, Brother Ron was talking about this. If all people got saved, and I don't know if he was talking about this morning, but just think about it. All people that all of us knew got saved.
Yes.
I'm looking for a great revival.
Amen.
My question is, where does one start?
That's it.
I want to start a new home. But you know what? It really don't matter where it starts.
Amen.
But the thing that does matter is that it does start.
Amen.
But the only way this is going to start is if us, God's people, get right exactly where we need to be.
Amen.
We're towards the end of time, perilous times will come. Sound doctrine will not be endured. Guess what? We're in that time.
Yes.
Brother Ron.
Yes. Appreciate the good message this evening. Appreciate the courage to see the way that you give. Now, we don't need to, as it says in the book of Hebrews, let those things slip that would fall to us. And so I'm glad that you preached this message tonight. The altar's always on it. I like this song. Anybody who's here, you're not saved. He said one of the first doctrine he talked about was the doctrine of salvation. Not letting that slip away. He said, well, don't burn through this morning's bench, but it's a good place to come and pray. And if God's knocking on your heart, that's when you need to come. The rest of us might come around and shake his hand. I appreciate the message. I hope you did. And let's pray for him. Pray for each other. In his name and name. Just mind the Lord and let God's will be done.
Thank you. heart this evening?
Lord, I understand what is it.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Jeremy, I appreciate this. Anyone else have anything that the Lord wants you to say? Amen. Bless you, Sister Lisa. Anyone else? What do you think that needs to be said or done? Aren't you glad you got a place like this to worship?
Amen.
I'm glad. I'm thankful that we can join this chorus of praise. Thankful that we have an old fashioned sound. Saved, God called, man to come and preach what the Lord said. He just didn't make it up on his way here. I mean, he said he prayed about it this week. I believe with all my heart I got a touch of God. Anything else?
I think that was what I appreciated with. I've heard it several times before. I've talked with the back there and I said, sometimes you get closer than they were here.
That's right.
You didn't let me down, but Lord.
Which everybody has the style that the Lord is loving with, and I appreciate it. Brother Bobby Lynn, I preach like Brother Hope Jr. He preaches the way the Lord has him preached, and I admire him for that. Amen. I want to just encourage him to always just preach the way the Lord is living that way. I appreciate it. I appreciate his trips to Africa, the trip that he went to Jamaica. It's been really, really wonderful times to me. Anyone else? Can you leave tonight saying that you did and said everything you're supposed to do today, this Sunday, January 8th, 2017? Can you lay your head on your pillow tonight and say, it's been good. Thank you, Lord, for blessings. I've done what I was supposed to do. Can you do that? If you can't, go home. You can't. You let go and let God. Anything else?
So it's
church. Their pastors, Elder Doug Haley, and he was ordained at Fairview before we left there. So it's wonderful to see them working together. And I just pray for them and that they're you talk about children. Now their whole church is full of children. Mm-hmm. And I long to see that here. And so you pray for them. They've got a great brave hearts of lost souls. Satan will attack them just as much as he will us, and try to rob those little children away from the bosom of our Savior. So you pray for them. Pray for those children. Pray for Brother Doug and Brother Bob Glenn, his brother, J.R.'s deacon there, and so his grandfather's a deacon there. You just pray for him. His daddy's a preacher there. And so let's just pray. All hearts and minds ready to pray before we leave. Mm-hmm. If you make it to the altar, come on in and pray. If you like Brother Bob Glenn, come back anytime. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you. Come to the close of another one that you've been merciful and kind and send your blessing to our way, Lord. We're thankful for the good message of the messenger and his sweet name. Lord, as they get ready to get back on this interstate, please take them home safely. Especially those that are in the car. Just pray, God, that you can watch over them. That, dear Lord, that you keep them safe. That you help them, dear Lord, that they grow as a sweet family, dear Lord. We pray for them. We pray for the Mormon Church and all of our sister churches that are still trying in our weak way to hang on to this mistake man or this doctor that's been handed down to us. We're thankful for the message and the message of prayer. We're thankful for everyone that's come to be with us tonight. We do pray that you put a revival spirit in our heart. Come along in the same long souls get saved in this building. We ask you, Lord, to bless every family. We ask you, Lord, to bless every home. We ask you, Lord, to make it done. And God, that you reach out and save his soul. And then, and others, dear Lord, and Lord, help them. We pray for Skyler that he'll get the name Lord down in you, Lord. And that you bless all the families and that they can see a great need for having more families in the church, dear Lord, that they can feel the presence of God. And we turn away from some of the things in the world. Father, put more a priority on being and serving the true and living God in a church that still believes in Holy Spirit direction and leadership. Lord, help us to bless this week. We allow the time to go on for us to be able to come back Wednesday night that you bless us with your presence. We thank you for our deacons. We thank you for everyone who makes up this body. We ask you, Lord, to bless everybody and help us, dear Lord, to stay together and just keep growing in grace and knowledge and just in the things that you would have for us to do. Forgive us of our failures, our sins, mistakes, and shortcomings as we try to preach about somebody. And thank you again for saving our soul. In Jesus' sweet name we pray.
Well, you're so